Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who love our jobs and what we do. However, we want to keep our jobs, so we are going to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. I'd give a very special thank you to all of our Patreon donors. It's been a hot minute, so let's go ahead and recognize some of them. I'd like to thank you to Ms. Rebecca, Melissa, Lisa, Casey, Sarah, all of you. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast. If you would like to join Patreon, you can do it for as little as $5 to get access to lost episodes, bonus episodes, little snippets, interviews, as well as access to Teacher Needs a Drink swag. If you have anything you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook or go to the contact page of teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. I'd also like to give a big thank you to our sponsor, LudLamDramatics.com. If you are a theater teacher or know a theater teacher in your building, send them to LudLam Dramatics. They have the world's best educational theater resources and really amazing educational theater posters for the classroom. Posters that tell you about Lin-Manuel Miranda. Big things that say, if it's not yours, don't touch it. And just a million amazing things. I can't go on enough about them. And not only because they pay me, because I just think they are awesome. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And the last thing I want to do, if you can, please subscribe to our podcast, get automatic downloads, and also rate and give us a review. You know, a good review. If you got one of them crap reviews, you don't like us, then, you know, don't leave a review. But that's something you can do. It's free. You just click 5 stars. You guys are amazing. We love you. Anyway, it's time to get this podcast started. Thanks for listening again. Enjoy episode 46. Enjoy.
The same thing,
isn't it? Carpet matches the
carpet.
Drapes?
It's carpet. It's carpet. Just I'm very tired.
Drapes.
I'm confused. What's happening?
I'm off.
Everybody's off.
Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink. I'm ready to get this show on the road. Okay. So, anyway, I am Elvis, your host, and today I am joined by Miss Shirley Temper.
How shall I do it? Oh, I know. I'll turn him into a flea. Harmless little flea. And then I'll put that flea in a box. Then I'll put the box inside of another box. Then I'll mail that box to myself, and when it arrives, I'll smash it with a hammer.
And also with us today, Turd Ferguson.
You know, it's all shits and giggles till somebody giggles and shits.
Ew. Always the shit. Always the shit with you. And also Miss Sparkles.
Hey, y'all.
And joining us today, Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hi, Elvis.
Hello, baby. And also Miss Rosie Rose.
Ew, David.
Ew, David. Ew, that's right. David. Oh, man, another week in the glorious time of being a teacher. Holy shit. It has been crazy. I actually just noped out of this week and just said nope, turned off email, and said nope, turned off everything, and got the fuck out of Dodge and went and put my toes in some water. And that helped a lot until I came back. And then I was like, oh, the world still exists out here. Welcome. We still got to deal with all of this. And I've got in-service tomorrow morning at 9, and I don't know if my computer works with the software, and we got to learn. I got to learn Microsoft Teams. But last year we did this, and but I'll survive because really it's not that bad. But hey, how are you guys? What's going on? Let's go down the line. Miss Shirley Temper, how are you doing today?
I'm actually doing a lot better this week. I've been to the gym 7 days in a row. I got my hair done. That always makes me feel nice. I had, you know, 3 days of in service, and I'm fortunate I have an office in my classroom, and so I have been able to absolutely not see anybody face to face, which is the way I like it.
Turd, what's going on with you, man?
You know, started back with the whole in-service thing, and I'm just going to tell you that it feels like in-service and isolation. That's what it feels like, because we're all actually, it's not so different from prison, except that I can actually go get whatever lunch that I want, but it's I hate just being by myself the full fucking day long. And I mean, yes, there's some virtual things, but some of the virtual things I'm just tuned out because I'm just like, oh, you're about something that doesn't pertain to my subject field. Awesome.
Miss Bunny, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. We had a really interesting week in my district. There was a big, somewhat contentious board meeting last week, at which point they decided to go ahead and do online only for the first couple of weeks until spring. So I was really stressed about that, largely because the district couldn't seem to articulate the plan. It was very kind of Trump-ish. Like, we have a plan, it's a great plan, it's a beautiful plan, but nobody could nobody could articulate what the plan was. And when you started asking questions about specifics, like, people didn't have answers. And so finally the school board was just like, yeah, maybe we need a little more time to come up with the plan. And so that was good that they admitted that.
I'm proud of them.
So yeah, I you know, it's not that I think a couple of weeks is gonna make a difference in the, you know, the epidemiology of it, but it's will at least help us get supplies and get situated and come up with more concrete, like, steps and protocols. So I feel a little better about that. We had our first day back for in-service on Friday. The first half of the day was everybody all together in the cafeteria. Most people kept masks on the whole time. I was impressed. Our principal kept his mask on the whole time, like, even when he was doing his speeches and spiels and stuff. So that was, I felt like, setting a good example. I sat at the very back so that nobody was breathing behind me. And then in the afternoon, it was an online training thing. And so we went to the teammate that has the largest classroom where we could all be easily 15 feet away from each other kind of thing, just four of us. And we all kind of sat in different corners and did the training together and made fun of it the whole time. So that was nice.
Ms. Sparkles, how you been?
I'm doing okay. You know, we've actually started professional development. But so, funny story. So my district is requiring teachers to be in the buildings for professional development and for remote learning. But my building has been under construction pretty much since we left in March. And it's still not ready for us to go back. So we were actually, I'm still working from home, and I'm really not supposed to be, but I'm actually kind of tired of working from home. And I texted my principal and I was like, hey girl, can I come work at work? Cause they're not doing construction on my hallway. And she was like, yeah, if you want, come get your temperature checked, but you have to be here, like, because we have to be online in WebEx by 8 a.m. Like, that is our start time. She's like, so if you want. Yeah, it's early. I know. That first day, I was like real good. I was like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get on WebEx in the office, and I'm going to like brush my hair and put on real clothes. And that lasted through the morning. And then at lunchtime, I changed into my comfy clothes and I haven't turned my video camera back on for PD. But I am paying attention. I am listening. We did cultural proficiency on Friday, always a fave. So yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm ready to work at work. Like, if I'm going to work, I would rather work by myself in my room so that I can concentrate, as opposed to working at home with my dogs, because then all I want to do is snuggle with my dogs and take naps.
So bear with me, guys. I'm a little tipsy while we're doing this. So what? If I start to get... I know, right?
I'm shocked and appalled.
I know. Yes, Ms. Rosie, how have you been this week? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Elvis, how are you?
Oh, I'm gold. I'm good. I'm great. I'm fantastic.
I'm Jägermeister.
Now Elvis is...
Those are some adjectives.
Complicated. So do you want my story now?
Well, tell us. How have you been?
Okay, well, I have this superstition that's happened for the last 3 years that I'm continuing. And when I dye my hair crazy colors, all of a sudden I get a job.
Ooh.
So I continued that this year. So the first time it happened, I dyed my hair magenta. And then the very same day, I had a district call me and ask for an interview for the next day. And I was like, fuck. But then it happened again. And I was like, this is more than a coincidence. Let's do it a third. So I dyed my hair lots of fun colors this summer and had two interviews. I technically have the job for one of them.
Woohoo! No. Yeah!
It's not official, as in I haven't signed jack shit. But... I've met my boss and my admin, so I'm assuming that's officially official. But I had a fun encounter with my admin. Not just my admin. I met my, like, boss.
Paint us a word picture.
Okay. So it's 1,000 degrees outside per Texas. I forgot to eat that day. I drank very little water And
oh, no.
So, oh, yeah. It's going to be great. I'm also wearing long sleeves and long pants because I have tattoos and I was trying to be profesh. And uh-oh. If anybody knows anything about Rosie, she hates clothes and she loves being naked because I hate being hot.
Yeah.
So anyway, I walk into the building. I take a tour. Everything's fine. Wearing my mask. Having a good time. About an hour goes by and I start like sweating profusely. And I don't usually sweat from my head that bad. And I was like, this isn't good. So I excuse myself to the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm going to for real pass out like right here in front of everybody. So I excuse myself. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to vomit. I didn't want to pass out in the bathroom. And then everyone just like heard a thud and came running. So I called my boss in there. Because there's like, you know, weird medical equipment in the bathroom. So I'm like, oh, I'll talk to her about this medical stuff. It's fine. The second she walks in the bathroom door, I just start profusely vomiting.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, and so she, you know, being a nurse, gives me like a cool cloth and is really sweet about it. And I just start crying because I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
I was like, this is my life. You just like threw up in front of your boss and your dude principal's out there like, what the fuck are these women doing? So I walk out, the principal's gone. I'm like, fuck, my boss is gone. I was like, did I just like fuck this up entirely? I find the principal. He says nothing, like wouldn't even make eye contact, didn't even want to know anything. And I was like, sweet. So apparently my boss had told him that she was explaining shit to me in the bathroom and that was it. So he had no questions. He has no idea what happened. And that was the last time I saw these people.
I'm sure most of you heard on the news over this week, there was the story about one of the Georgia high schools that opened, and two different kids took picture. Well, one kid took a picture and one took a video, and they put it social media of all the thousands of kids shoved in the hallway. Most of them are not wearing masks or any kind, and those kids were suspended because, you know, that's how you handle that kind of problem. Very Trumpy, just, you know, trying to squash it down. Well, in positive news, according to ClickOrlando.com, the suspension was lifted for the Georgia student who posted photo of the overcrowded hall. So, a Georgia high school student said she was suspended for posting a photo of a crowded school hallway on social media. But, according to the Washington Post, the suspension has been lifted by the principal. Hannah Waters, a 15-year-old sophomore at North Paulding High School in Dallas, Georgia, posted a photo on Twitter that shows students walking down the hallway, some wearing masks, but many others without face coverings. The principal just said they were very sorry for any negative attention that this has brought upon her and that in the future they would like for her to come to the administration with any safety concerns she has. The principal confirmed Monday that she will not have any disciplinary action on her record and she can return to school. Holy shit. My goodness. I saw a great post. I think it's actually going to be on our Instagram and Facebook before this podcast goes live. Let me try this again. A school superintendent in Georgia says wearing a mask is a personal choice and there is no practical way to enforce or mandate them. Tell that to every single girl who has been sent home from school or forced to change for wearing spaghetti straps on her shoulders or shorts above the knee.
Say it again.
Louder for those in the back.
How about for those of us who wear fitted pants like last year and are told by our female assistant principals that we need to dress professionally so that we don't distract the boys? And
how about those of us with tits too, man?
First off, that whole thing where come to the administration with any concerns, I mean, teachers are going to their administration with concerns, and I don't see all those concerns being addressed. I mean, I'm not talking specifically in my school district. I'm talking in a general sense where we're talking about there should be masks on campus. If you do not have a mandated mask, then what's the point? You're going to have how many cases by the end of the day? And I want to say in that same, I know it's at least in the same state, but on the first day opening, there was a second grader that tested positive for COVID and they had to shut down the school that very same day. And none of those kids had masks on. So,
well, that brings us to our next point is this school that suspended the kid already has 19 confirmed cases in the student population from the first week. So let's talk about exponent.
I don't understand understand this thing about, like, they can't make my kid wear a mask. That's against their rights, whatever. It's a piece of safety equipment at this point. If your kid plays sports, they are required to wear a helmet.
Here, here.
They're required to wear certain kinds of pads. If they're playing football or, like, volleyball players have little ankle things, you have to wear a batting helmet. This is a piece of safety equipment at this point. So unless you bitch yes. every time your kid has to put on a batting helmet, you can calm down about the mask.
People think that parents are going to keep their children at home when their child is sick. But every time I hear, oh, well, this is just like the flu, I'm like, well, you fucking idiots are the reason why the flu runs rampant through schools every year. Because you're like, oh, you're running a fever, you're coughing and sneezing, and you have aches and pains. That's okay. Go to school anyway. I have an important meeting. Anybody who thinks any parent is going to keep their kid at home when they're sick is fucking stupid and has either never yep. been a parent or has never been a teacher. And I get it. Like, some parents don't have a choice. My mom didn't have a choice. You know, we didn't have family where I grew up. She was a single parent. So there were times when I went to school and I probably should not have been at school. You can't leave the radar room if you're a fucking air traffic controller because your daughter is sick. You know what I mean? People's lives are on the line. My principal told me this. She's been getting all of these crazy ass emails from parents, like what Bunny was saying about, well, you can't make my kid wear a mask. And there are some of these fuckers who are threatening admin, who are like, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to kick your ass and blah, 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 if you make my kid wear a mask. And I'm like, is that not an arrestable offense? Is that not a threat? Can we call these for every parent who emails a board member and says, I'm going to blow up your house or whatever because you're making my kids wear a mask? Can they be arrested for terroristic threats? Because those people are fucked up and I don't want them coming on my campus anyway.
I think there is a thing about, like, threatening a public servant, isn't there?
Yeah. Here's my thing. I'm going to be the person that comes in contact with all these people. I'm going to be the person that's going to get sick because you sent little Susie to school with COVID. And she's going to come to my office and she's going to cough everywhere and she's going to get me sick and I'm going to get pissed.
So how supportive do you think this new principal is going to be with you, like, laying down the law, like, put your fucking mask on, you idiot, or your kid is amazing. Sick?
He literally had on a mask the entire time I talked to him. All the teachers that were in the school, he made them leave by 4 o'clock. He wouldn't let them within 6 feet of each other. They were all wearing masks. He's great. He's pretty great. And he also has a plan for, like, a separate isolation room. If I think that there are kids with symptoms, they go in there away from me.
How much space do you think you have in those?
My office is pretty big. I was in there for most of my, talk with him. And there is a room right across the hall that used to be like a parent liaison room, but because parents won't be coming up to the school for a while, that's going to be my isolation room. And it's pretty massive.
Nice.
So I'll be able to put a lot of kids. That sounds terrible. I'm going to be able to put a lot of kids in there.
So are they going to have the kids on the floor? Or do they have, like, cots? Like the
We have cots. Yeah. No, we're not going to put kids on the floor. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'd make a kid sleep on the floor. Like, you're tired? Take your jacket, go lay against the wall over there.
One thing that I was excited to hear at our school, because, like, this came up at that board meeting that I was talking about what are we going to do with the kids that refuse to wear a mask? At first, nobody was saying anything, and they were kind of acting like, well, you know, we can't really discipline anybody. But then they finally said, you know, we'll give them a chance to fix it. And then if they still continue to refuse to wear a mask, then they are going to be doing online school. Like, they won't be allowed to they won't be allowed to stay on campus if they refuse to wear a mask.
Well, that's what makes sense to me, because they have the option of staying at home. And if they don't want to wear a mask, then stay the fuck at home.
That's exactly what we're doing at my high school. My awesome principal, who's leaving in like a week or two, is basically like our campus policy is they are told to put on a mask one time. If they refuse, their parents have to come get them in the parking lot. Like, they can't come inside, and they have to do online learning. The end.
I heard this from someone. I don't know if it's true or not. This is just a little rumor I heard. But in a district near us, their entire admin team has COVID. Like, the principal, assistant principals. Now, school's not open, right? School's not open. There's no children there. But they've been up there working, and they all have it.
That's scary.
Isn't that terrifying? So
it's terrifying, but
I was muted, but I was laughing so hard.
But here's the thing. It's a district that really has been doing everything right. They were one of the first ones to announce remote learning. You know what I mean? Like they're not one of the districts that waited till the last second to say we're not bringing the kids back. And that's kind of what sucks the most about it is it's like, damn, even this district that is keeping kids out of the building, you know, it's not even the first day of school yet. So the kids wouldn't have been up there anyway. But we're already seeing that there isn't really a safe way to bring 4,000 kids into a building. I mean, those of you who are not in Texas may not have experience with like a super 6A school, which are our largest schools. And I think you have to have a population that's like 25-50 to be what's considered a 6A. There are schools in Texas with 6,000 kids in them. I'm not kidding. That's not an exaggeration. And there's no way to bring a small town's worth of people into an enclosed space and be like, yeah, it's totally cool. Woo, COVID party. Yeah. Which is what I feel like people are doing.
No, they just want their babysitters back. And God forbid our babysitters aren't there in a good mood or pointing out how shitty their kids are.
I'm going to add on to Sparkle's point that we got some school districts out there where a majority of like some of our smaller school districts where all the students are all on campus. So you're talking everything from kindergarten all the way to high school seniors in those very small towns. As soon as it gets there, what the hell, man?
Everybody's grandma's going to catch it in those places. Like when you've got kindergarten through 12th grade all in one school, you know, little Susie is going to come home from kindergarten and she caught it from that 12th grader she passed in the hall and now her grandma's dead.
Damn.
Do y'all want to kill little Susie's grandma?
Holy fuck. That escalated so quickly.
Well, she's gonna die, Rosie. I don't know what to tell you.
I was gonna say, you know that the same parents that are pitching a fit about wanting their kids back in school so that they can play sports and so that they can have their social life and da 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 are gonna be the same ones that also flip their shit when their kid comes home sick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or someone in their family gets sick.
Yeah.
I actually read something today. It was a post from a guy in Virginia. You know, he was talking about some of the things people have said to him. And one of them was, well, only X amount of percentage people die from COVID. Like only this amount of percentage of kids have died from COVID. And when he did the math, that was 302 kids in his school district. Like if they go straight by that, I think it was like 0.016%. So it's not even a whole percent, but not a whole percentage point in this county is 302 kids. And he was like, so every time you say to me, well, only this number of kids have died, you're telling me that you're comfortable with 302 kids in our county dying of this disease. And that doesn't sit right with me.
Hey guys, guess what?
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 We have a Patreon.
What? Really?
I don't believe you.
What happens if we join this Patreon, Elvis?
So for as little as $5, you get access to hidden episodes, back episodes, secret episodes, lost episodes, dirty, raunchy episodes, and personal interviews with all of the hosts. And also, we take some of the old episodes, and I just throw them in there to be mean. So if you only want to hear them, you can only listen to them on the Patreon. But if you stick around and are a patron for 3 or 4 months, you can get a free shot glass and beer koozie and all kinds of awesome teacher needs a drink swag. So sign up now. Do it. Here we go. The brain pill. You are offered a brain pill. If you swallow this pill, you'll become 10% more intelligent than you currently are. You'll be more adept at reading comprehension, logic, and critical thinking. However, to all other people you know and all future people you meet, you will seem 20% less intelligent. In other words, you will immediately become smarter, but the rest of the world will perceive you as dumber. And there is no way you can ever alter the universality of that perception. Do you take the pill?
if you had somewhere put in there that this pill would make me 20% better at math, I would have maybe said I would take it. But I'm already really fucking smart. So, like, I don't need a brain pill. So, no, I won't take it.
Everybody thinks I have shit for brains anyway. So, I'm going to be 10% smarter and I can figure out things for myself. And people are going to think nothing more of me. Then I'll say sure.
I'm going to pass. I feel like there are already people in the world who think that women are dumber anyway just because we have two X chromosomes or something.
Who called you dumb, buddy? I'll fucking kill him.
As a Ravenclaw, I'm gonna have to say no, because the feeling of someone thinking I'm dumb really infuriates me to the point that I would rip their balls off. Or if,
because you know they have balls,
right? Or right, note that I would someone who had balls thinking that I'm the dumb one. But if it happened to be a woman, I would punch her in the tits until she bled. So the amount of rage I feel when someone treats me like I'm stupid would not be healthy, and I would shortly thereafter be in prison. So I'm going to pass on the brain pill, but thank you.
I feel you on that real hard, Sparkles. Like, my Hufflepuffness comes with a side of Ravenclaw, and that is one of my, like, he looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
I'm conflicted, and here's why. I would love more intelligence. I don't always feel like the smartest person in the world. And I don't, on one hand, I don't really give a shit what anybody thinks about me. I could give a shit. But I also have a part of me that I want my kids to think that I'm really smart and hold that in, like, a higher regard. So if there's, like, even a chance that my kids are going to look at me and think less of me, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of see the pill as the opposite, where, like, you're taking a pill which will make everyone think you're 20% dumber than you really are. Even though you're going to be a little smarter, I see the downside in this one. So I'm with all you ladies. I don't want people thinking I'm stupid. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Okay, well, my friends, please take care of yourselves. Be strong. We love and need all of you out there on your feet to the best of your ability. And if you need to take a break or take a breather, do it. Make sure you talk to people. And really, if this year is causing you that much anxiety or it's that bad, it's okay to nope out. No one will hate you. No one will think you're a quitter. It might even be best. I think of all those older substitute teachers who are retired, who are like, yeah, I'm not going to come back. And people are giving them shit because they're in their 60s? Yeah, no, let them be. Miss Shirley Temper, thank you for being here.
Why do we even have that lever?
And Mr. Turd Ferguson, it was a joy having you.
Thank you for all the giggles and shits.
Miss Sparkles, I'm glad you were here.
It's always a joy to be here.
Good. And Ms. Rosie Rose, it's interesting to hear your stories. I'm glad you got a new job. Congratulations!
Congrats!
I don't want to brag, but Us Weekly once said I was up for anything.
Oh, good. And then last but not least, I'd like to thank Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
Thank you for putting up with us, Elvis.
Yeah. All right, my friends. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teachers Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by Lud Lamb Dramatics, Educational Theater Posters, and also our fine friends at Patreon. You can also become a Patreon member for only $5. It's amazing. Also, like to thank our guests today, Miss Rosie Rose, Miss Sparkles, Miss Bunny O'Hare, Miss Shirley Temper, and Mr. Turd Ferguson. A big hug and kiss to Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this. If you have something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, please go on Instagram or Facebook and tag us, or go to our website, teachernewsdrinkpodcast.com, and hit us with the contact page. That's really all I got. I'm cashed out. It's kind of crazy wrapping my head around all the stuff I gotta do this week, so I consider this edited. I'm about to submit it, and then you guys can hear it, you know, come 12:05 Wednesday morning. Anyway, peace, love, cheers, y'all. Bye. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I was so focused on this donut I'm eating, I didn't hear any of that. Could you do that again? I'm so sorry. It's just really good.